Government to draft legislation for introduction of fixed election dates. More Jamaicans to access interest-free loans from NHT. And Don Webby sworn in as senator in the upper house. You're tuned into House Matters. I'm Aldine Campbell. Thanks for joining us.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
As the 2016-2017 budget debate continued in the House of Representatives, Prime Minister Andrew Holness, in his presentation on Tuesday, May 24, announced that the government is to draft legislation to create a system of fixed election dates in Jamaica. Mr. Holness says he has given instructions to the Minister of Justice to table a ministry paper and draft legislation for the new system.
If we are serious about fiscal discipline and obeying our own fiscal rules, elections can no longer be allowed to supervene the fiscal cycle. Neither should the country be disrupted by protracted periods of uncertainty, mobilizing, demobilizing, and then mobilizing again according to political expediency. This comes at a significant cost to businesses and delays the growth agenda.
The Prime Minister says a critical plank of the growth agenda is to reduce the uncertainty of government action, reduce the time for decisions, and speed up the bureaucratic processes. He adds that a fixed election date is not merely a political initiative, but rather a measure of competitiveness. The government has increased the income band for persons accessing 0% loans from the National Housing Trust, the NHT, from $7,500 to $12,000 per week.
This means that all workers in Jamaica who earn $12,000 per week, that is a person earning just about $592,000, will be able to access interest-free loans from the National Housing Trust.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness notes that the adjustments are needed at this time as devaluation and inflation have negatively impacted affordability levels. He explains that such individuals would be qualified to borrow up to approximately $4.89 million. In addition, contributors earning $12,001 to $20,000 per week will now be eligible for a 2% mortgage interest rate, down from 4%. And persons earning $20,000 to $30,000 weekly will be eligible for loans at 4%, down from 6%. Contributors who earn above $30,000 weekly will continue to pay at the rate of 6%. These adjustments will take effect for mortgages written after July 1, 2016. The government is to establish a Caribbean Community CARICOM Review Commission that will seek to position Jamaica to take full advantage of membership benefits available under CARICOM. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the commission will be chaired by former Prime Minister Bruce Golding.
The commission will evaluate the effects that Jamaica's participation in CARICOM has had on Jamaica's economic growth and development, with particular reference to trade, investment, international competitiveness, and employment creation.
The review commission will also analyze CARICOM's performance against the goals and objectives in the revised Treaty of Chaguaramas and identify the causes of any shortcomings, among other things. Additionally, it will assess the benefits that Jamaica has derived through functional cooperation within the CARICOM framework and make recommendations for its regional alignments with regard to, but not limited to, CARICOM. And business executive Donald Webby has been sworn in as the 13th government senator in the upper house. The group chief executive officer of Grace Kennedy Limited took the oath of allegiance during a ceremony prior to the sitting of the Senate on Friday, May 20. Mr. Webby chairs the Task Force on Tourism Contribution and Linkages and is the Vice President of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, the PSOJ. He was Senator and Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service from 2007 to 2009. He also previously served the PSOJ as a member of its Economic Policy Committee and Honorary Treasurer. Mr. Webby is the last Senator to be installed in the upper chamber of the House. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.